It's not always easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 877-520-1150. But right now it's my turn. Bless me, Cardinal Milfington, for I have sinned.
Lift up your eyes, idolator, from the dank pits of Gehalahab, and bring forth to me your shameful confession.
Your Grace, last week I was watching 60 Minutes and...
Sinner! Satan is within you. May the ghost of Sheena Alexander haunt your bedchambers.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh, okay, fine. Don't fake me out like that. Proceed.
Okay, so my wife and I are watching 60 Minutes. It was a piece on sperm donors, and there was this lesbian couple on who had a baby, and they were talking about how knowing who the father was would be a good thing. And then the more dominant-seeming of the woman said she had no father growing up, so I said, well, now you are the father.
Oh, man.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, I like it.
I thought so, but my wife called me on the comment saying that it was implying that because she had no father, that I was implying because she had no father, it made her gay. Which, of course, gives credence to the idea that being gay is a pathological thing as opposed to a biological or preferential thing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I felt guilty because I'm a tolerant person. I really am. I was just making light of something that I guess made me a little uncomfortable. Not to mention, I got mad at her for stepping on my joke.
Oh, okay. First, Mark, it's okay to get mad at your wife for stepping on your joke. Mishina has to learn she's nothing more than a good-natured bouncing board for your attempts at humor.
Yeah, that'll happen when hell freezes over.
Stifle yourself, blasphemer. That's my livelihood you're mocking. That said... Your joke sucks.
Hey, wait a minute. You just said it was funny. I don't understand.
Mark, what? You clearly have a sensitivity problem and a problem with facts. Having a father does not make you straight, just as the absence of a father does not make you gay.
I know that, Father.
In fact, nothing can really explain this bra I'm wearing other than my own natural preference to irritate people. Now, here's your penance.
All right, hit me, Cardinal Milfington.
Mark? Ironically, your penance will be the same as last week's, to spend a whole weekend locked in a hotel room with Rosie O'Donnell and one Slim Jim. Then you'll really have to learn who's the daddy.
I still don't even know what the hell that means.
God's a mystery, monkey boy. Now go forth and sin no more and take your calls.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Mort. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 877-520-1150. 50 past.
Now he's got more potential allergens than McDonald's French fries, Mark Maron.
That's right. What'd you just say?
You have more allergens than McDonald's French fries. Remember that story?
I was so furious this morning. We're taking confessions, 877-520-1150. I was furious this morning.
About what?
I was screaming, yelling in the middle of one of my diatribes about certain things that are going on that I can't talk about. I was filling up my hummingbird feeder. I always like that yin and yang, man. Wait, which is the bad one? Which is the dark one, the yin or the yang? Which is it, yang? Is yang the dark one? Because I am in a constant fight. There is no balance. I am constantly fighting the yang. Let's hear.
You should never fight your yang.
I know. Tell me about it. Yeah, Kristen in Chicago, what is your confession? How have you sinned?
I have been incredibly bad, and I think my mother hates me now.
Wow, this is getting good already.
I know. Well, first of all, for every person who's been born on my mother's side for the past 4 years, someone has, on the same year, died on my dad's side.
Wow, this is getting much larger than I ever assumed it could.
I know. And it was 3 for 3, and so I told my mom's side to not have sex anymore so that I could catch up on my dad's side. And on Christmas Day, we found out that my cousin was pregnant again, which was great, and that also my dad was going to have an angiogram, which led to a bypass, or what he called a Cheney.
Wow. Yeah. So your cousin on your mother's side is pregnant?
Yes.
And your sin is what?
And my sin is that my mom just called me and told me that my cousin is having problems with her baby.
Oh, no.
And I told my mom that, I was like, I'm happy because that means that my dad's not going to die.
Oh, my God. That's a difficult one.
And And so now I don't know what to do.
Well, my God, I think you might have to actually pray.
No. I know.
and I'm not a believer. No, I think that what you have to do, honestly, is you know, go shopping for a baby present, for a baby shower present. Make sure you're very nice to the pregnant person. Okay? Because I think there's a way that you can kick this curse, all right? And then
okay.
I think you should go to your father. Is he in the hospital or?
No, he got out early January.
Okay, so he's going to be okay, you know? And I think that, you know, all you have to do to really erase this is buy, why don't you do this, you know, just so you get a little edge. You know, buy the baby's mother for the shower something that you know she won't like. Yeah, just so at least you feel like you stuck her a little bit, but you at least didn't wish anybody would die. And then, you know, eventually, if everything works out, you'll be able to talk to your father like a child because he'll live a long time.
Okay, so I should stop buying the Marc Maron Show flowers in order to bribe them for an internship and instead buy my cousin something that she would not like.
Oh, is this you? Where are you? Yeah. In Chicago? Look, if you want to move to L.A., all right, we got to.
Sure, I will.
Okay, I'll write you later. Thanks, Kristen.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yep. Wow, that was, she's just the kind of person I want to have around the office, you know, throwing hexes.
That was a barrel laugh.
Wow, man. No, I understand. You know, that's what confessions are about. And I think that she can erase that that badness if she just buys a nice gift. And man, that was heavy, though. I want to hire her. We're out. 58 pets.